The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
People are shocked, hurt, betrayed, I guess, by a relationship that they think was solid. Regularly, people will say, "We were so close before," and then they'll describe the scenario. Whether it's an inheritance problem, whether it's some kind of social friction, an argument, they'll say that. "We were so close. I thought we were so close." And then the relationship either cooled or broke dramatically. They don't know how this happened. What is going on? Whatever I thought I did wasn't that bad. I've even apologized for it more than once, and the relationship still hasn't been the same. What could explain that? Number of things. One, if something breaks a relationship or dramatically cools it, something that you thought shouldn't have had that kind of power, there's a good chance that that relationship was not as close as you thought. That the person who decided to estrange themselves or to distance themselves had a number of unexpressed resentments, dislikes, things that were somewhat building when the final straw happened. The final straw that sunk the boat. There you go. That's one. You weren't as close as you thought, because if you were genuinely as close as you thought, that wouldn't have happened. Oh, it might have caused some temporary friction, but it wouldn't have broken the relationship. That's one. Another one is this. "I don't think it was that bad. What I did. That would never break a relationship for me." And you're right. But you ain't them. As a psychologist, I've gained a begrudging respect for how people can get upset over things that you wouldn't even consider that they would. For whatever the reason. Maybe you stepped on a nerve you didn't know they had. Something about their own personality and this particular event just hit that personality issue hard. You didn't know that. Wouldn't bug you, wouldn't bother you. If somebody did that to you, you wouldn't fracture a relationship. They did. Because you can't necessarily read them. I have people in my office all the time saying things like, "I do not understand why they would do that. I would never do something like that." And I know you wouldn't. But they did. But how could they? Because they are who they are, and you don't know their history, and you don't know their personality, and you don't know their sore spots. A third one is what I call a relationship fracturing event. Something that the relationship has never had to endure before. I had a friend once who got very, very angry at me. Very angry. And his response was, we'll just go from here. And what happened was, I sent him something. This was back when you did it with the computer and you didn't do it on your phone. I sent him something that was funny. It was some kind of meme or something that was funny. I didn't realize that after the meme, there was a number of political comments. I didn't know that. And these political comments apparently did not sit well with him. And he wrote me back. "You crossed the line." Those were his words. "You crossed the line." I thought, what? So you know what I did? I apologized. I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't even know those were there. I didn't mean to imply anything by it." But I really thought to myself, oh, come on. For heaven's sakes, cross the line. I'd been friends with this guy for 40 years. What? Well, apparently there was something about that really was potent for him. It wasn't be potent for me, but it was something that was within the narrow confines of something that could really assault the relationship as he saw it. Whoa! So, don't necessarily be shocked. Get a lot of calls on this program about people who don't understand why this person could just break the relationship or leave it or assault it or attack it or come back with vengeance. It's sometimes very hard to gauge how somebody's going to react. Haven't you had that in your life? I've had it in my life. I'll do something or I'll say something, and I just thought it was pretty benign. And to them, it wasn't. And I didn't know inside their head what was percolating. And I stepped in the swamp. How's that for a mixed metaphor?
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.